You can speak gadha. Gadha. H is silent behind the, like a two drops. Yeah, like a two drops, you know. Gadha. Nishudanam. N-I-S-H. Shudanam. That's all. Na na gadha.
Gadha is a D-H dha. But the, just the, D. Gadaha. Gada means diseases, the pains, the sufferings. And gadha is a ask.
Gadaha nishudanam. So, shirabdhe. Shir means milk, ocean.
Shirabdhe. Arabdhe means milk, ocean. Ruthitam means churning. Yeah. Shirabdhe ruchitam. So, milk ocean and churning devam. O deva, you comes out after the churning of milk ocean. Whatever you can put more delicious, grammatically proper. O deva, you comes out after the shirabdhe ruchitam devam, after the churning of milk ocean. Pita varna chaturjam. Pit means yellow. Varna means color. Your color is like a golden complexion. Pita means yellow or gold. Varna means color. His shining, his aura. Like a golden color.
Pita varna chaturbhujam.
Four arm formed of the Lord. Chatur means four, bhujam means arm. Four arm form of the Lord, which is golden in complexion, comes out after the churning of milk ocean. I do not have grammatically strong side of me. I never study English. I just speak English. One day, I am paying my humble obeisances or my prayers to you. Vandana is one day.
Dhanvantaraye. His name is Dhanvantari.
I am praying my humble obeisances to Lord Dhanvantari. Nityam means every day, all the time. Nityam. Which every day? Nityam means every day. Nana means who, different type of the diseases. Nana gadha. Gadha means diseases, sicknesses, pains, sufferings. Nana means different variety. All three type of the physical, emotional and spiritual disorders. So nana gadha, different type of the sicknesses, diseases, pains. Nishudanam. Nishudanam means curing. Get it off. Shoo. It makes sense? Clear? This is the prayers just. So it's explaining the about the Lord, about the origin of Lord, it's explaining the name of the Lord, and it's explaining the motto of the Lord. So that in a short quotation, it's a, all things have been compiled. Anybody have any other question regarding previous lectures? So we have discussed up to this time Yes, please. How to liquid after the meal. After the meal, after the food. The water can be drink after half an hour after the meal or after 45 minutes after the meal. But not right after or not right before the meal. But there always be some liquid is available during the prasad as a soup or as a dal or little half cup of one cup of water you can keep with that to sip and clean the tongue. I will explain this thing. Where I will talk about how to eat, what to eat, when to eat, where to eat, why to eat, for whom to eat. You like or you need? This is two different things. No, just the plain water after the meal is recommended. That is manual. If you have a habit of the tea, you should keep at least 3 hour gap or 2 hour gap. Because by that way you are providing a natural atmosphere for your food to digest in your system. When you send something tea, you need to stimulate it artificially. You will be not able to change your habit in a day. I am talking about totally healthy status. At this status which you are practicing might be sickness, that you must need a tea after the meal. But gradually you have to understand that your meal should be digested naturally, and if you need to take the tea, you should wait for 2 hours or 2.5 hours. That's why I want to know that why you want to increase your fire of the digestion. What fire of digestion you have, you not satisfied with that? Or you don't want to utilize that? We have to utilize our natural digestive power rather than to using any stimulant to improve the digestive fire. When you try to take something stimulant to use your digestive power, then you lost your natural rhythm. So, any other question? We will discuss today some points. Your points will be more clear when I will talk about the food and things. Now we are coming on your constitutional diagnosis program. We have 5 sheets in this material which is talking about okay. So sometimes they say keep it far, sometimes keep it close. Okay. I will die just close by that. Thank you. Godless. Yeah. If they have, I do not have any problem. Yeah, well, by the way, when my course will be finished, everything will be arranged. We just take time. That's our Vaishnava speed. No problem. We are in Sattvic speed. To find out the constitutional diagnosis, I have two lists here. If you go on the page number M, the human constitution, M for monkey. That's the monkey constitution. Not for you. This list I have print out, just photo state from the Dr. Lart's book. So these are the words which is very nice words, you know. And then second, N-O-P-Q-R, the next further four seeds, N-O-P-Q, four seeds are representing, I prepared by myself directly from the Sanskrit to English. So these wordings are might be not very nice and it's hard to understand. But we have to work on the both list. We are doing the body constitutional diagnosis now. And we have certain point to diagnose your constitution. I am explaining the points. And then you will tick the point. How many points you have in Vata category, in Pitta category, in Kapha category. According to that, we will check out your current status of the Vata, Pitta, Kapha, and then we will look with my perspective, Ayurvedic perspective, how much imbalances are existing at this point or how many points are up and down. So I will read I was thinking I am only the late. No problem. We are doing human constitutional diagnosis. So I have to explain certain point and you try to figure out which point you have. You might have all point or you might have one or two. You can take it. So look. The Vata constitution, page 13 or N, LMN, 14. I am working on page 14 first. On 13 page you have to work because that is a standard chart. But this is Sanskrit translation too. It is in Chinese first and then my... Yeah, I give 40 seminar in China, in Hong Kong. About self-healing. 40 in Hong Kong. In the last 10 years. So, yeah, that was organized by folk members and the devotees. And then many devotees we made with that. And as usual program. Anyway, the Vata body, there is a two division. Body property and mind property. So I am reading now body properties. The Vata body type, the pupil... Those who have sign of Vata, dosha, their skin are dry. Or if your skin have dryness, that shows the Vata symptom. Now this is a aggravated symptoms or this is a low symptoms or this is a balanced symptoms. This we will discuss later. But just the dryness on the skin is the sign of Vata. So when you are choosing, you will see your skin is dry or not. And if it is dry, this point is present in you. If it is not dry, this point is not present in you. That's the way you have to observe. The Vata body skin is mostly dry and rough. Their body frame is thin. Abnormal body parts. I mean, these wordings are rough and tough, don't mind. Abnormal body part means like sometime chest is short, leg is long, and you will see sometime the people neck is quite long and body is very tiny or this big or this is skinny. You know, abnormality in the organ, body organs. Bad looking. People say it's bad looking, but it is all right for the person as Socrates. Tall and long structure. Generally they are lean and thin and their structure is long and tall. Tendons and veins are prominent on body. You can easily see the veins are, you know, very clear. Just on the all over the body. That is also shows the Vata aggravation. If you have that symptom, that if the veins are prominent, which can easily trace out and see, that shows the vata symptom. His skin is dry and cracked. Sometimes feet are cracked, and this here, hands are cracked, rough skin is rough. You can see hairs all over the body. Body have lots hair, hairy body. And hairs are dry, teeth is dry, dry teeth. And dry teeth means when you move your tongue on the teeth, you will see slightly edging and there's a, you know, eruptions. You can feel like rough or smooth. After when you clean your mouth and clean your teeth, then you try to move your... Yeah. And nails are dry. You can see the wrinkled and dried nails, you know. That shows the vata point is present. Eyes are rough, straw in color, bad looking, like dead looking. The person when it is sleeping, you know, it is a very prominent, you know, the orbit of eye is quite big and the eyeball is very prominent in the dead body. So it looks like that when the person is sleeping, very prominent. That shows the vata symptom. Straw color. No, that's not also clear in my book. Because that's a photocopy. Anyway, eyes are rough, straw color, and bad looking. There's a A and D. Eyeballs looks prominent at sleeping time. There's a SLEEP. Voice is rough and obstructed, you know. When they speak, those who have vata, they cannot speak very clear sentence. They break it in between couple of time or, oh, what you call it, minute, you know, vibration in the speaking and sometimes words not comes out clear. They take time to pronounce one vowel. I am coming. Stammering, whatever. Hammering or stammering. Voice rough and obstructed. Movement in all the body all the time. In the body, you know. When they are talking, you know, it just go like leg. Yeah. Or they are doing something, or when they have to explain something like that, they are guiding you how to reach to my clinic. They go turn left, then go right. They move their whole body up to, you know, to explaining that. Movement in all the body time. Vibrating organs. The muscles are vibrating quicker in their case. Fast walking. Because their body is very light and thin, so they can go very fast, comes and goes. Like there's two people, those who are different constitution, and when they are going somewhere in the party, so the vata person can easily, quickly prepare he can jump out and go in the car and giving on. And the person is really taking time and he's coming and, oh, then by the time he forget to bring something. So then, oh, can you bring the key of the car? Then he say, oh, I don't know where it is. Then the person come quickly and get the key and you still late, making us late. And then further he forget to get the wallet, you know, the money box. So then he say, can you bring my wallet? Well, I don't know. By the time he's preparing his shoes and legs. And then he further says, and when they sit in the booth of the car, by the time he makes sure, the other part, kapha person makes sure that he have locked the room and everything, and comes out very slowly and sit in the car. And then the partner says, the vata person says, well, did you know where we have to go? We forget to bring the card. They say, I don't know, better you go. So in the same time when the kapha person come one time, the vata person might be moved three times. And that's natural, because there's a body light, it's easy to move. Vibrating organ, fast walking, joints crack easily. Joint make noise, click, click, click. You know, like when you make this noise, like when they're walking, click. Or this, that's, they make this thing. Might be your body is kapha, but it is making noise like that. That is also so that your joints have vata. So you have to see the point which is existing in you, no matter what you are. Don't decide that I am kapha, so I do not have this sign. That's your perception. Oh, I'm not like that. You have to honestly choose the point. Poor tolerating against cold. When little wind comes, they just start to get shivering. What body vibrations and stiffness due to cold. Body get quickly stiff. Eating little, eating like a goat. Snacking. Likes sour and salty. Likes sour and salty taste. Heat in less in body. Less, very less heat. Weak in body, in power, like physical strength. If they have to lift something, they can't carry long time, and then it's hard time. Now, these are the physical qualities which found in the constitution of Vata person, or these are the symptoms which might present in any body type which shows the Vata aggravation. It's not only that this is the adject figure of Vata. This is adject figure of Vata. But certain points might be present in other person, in Kapha person, in Pitta person. So that shows Vata aggravation in Kapha person. Vata aggravation in Pitta person. So we have to look in that way. Now, mental properties of the Vata person or the Vata constitution, very quickly intensive to jump in any work without thinking. They are very intensive to go anywhere like that. Very quickly and without thinking. Oh, yes, I got. And then they are ringing. Where we have to reach? Very quickly, without thinking, make quickly decision. And then they suffer. Very quickly understand all the subject. Very superficial understanding. Without going in the deep, they just say, yes, I got it. But due to poor memory, they also quickly forget. Memory is poor means superficial. Too much talking, very good talker. They are very debater. Sometimes you say, when this person is going to close his mouth, so I go away. I also talk sometimes 7 hours in my class, and a student feel bored, then they say, that's enough, looking 3-4 times to the clock. But this is different thing. I have to talk for 7 hours. But sometimes, when I talk 7 hours in my class, after that I won't speak at my home. I tried just silence, because I overused myself. And if somebody says that, please you give talk or consultation, sometimes with a force. Actually, I just sit socially, not with the presence of my full consciousness. Like if I finish my class and somebody says, please give me consultation, I feel socially bondation, I have to be. I feel rude to say no. But actually I will not 100%. Because this tape recorder is heat up. The CD is warm up. The computer is shut down. Is something function like that in computer? It's shut down. Download, what do you call it? Load down or download or shut down. Sometime I go for my airline booking, they say, oh, computer is shut down. Well, what do you mean? Computer have to work. If it is shut down on the flight, then what will happen? If I am on the plane and then you say my computer is shut down. But it's happened. Anyway, you know better than me about computer. I don't know even a keyboard. Too much talking, good talker, unstable in nature, quickly upset, impatience, reluctant to meet obligation. If somebody does something for them, they say, oh, that's all right, that's his duty to do for me. Yeah. Reluctant to meet obligation. It means, I don't know what is the means of this English, but I mean to say that if I somebody do something, so many work and so many help, and they say, oh, it's okay. They not feel that they have to be do something in return back. Is that right? That understanding? Yeah, no gratitude. No, that's different thing. They also not take, well, they not take responsibility. That's why they are not feel to return back. Poor in friendship, that's why. Weak senses. Poor in sense, friendship. Because they're not reluctant to obligation or gratitude or, you know, like, you just helping everything you're doing for me, but when my, one, what you said, that is just to making, I think, more clear. Poor in friendship. Friendship develop after the relationship. When you are not good in relationship, then you are never be good in friendship. Bad conduct, weak senses. Weak senses, you understand? They cannot control on their senses. It's very difficult. Whether they go for a little while, like they drive 3 hour drive to go to seaside, and after 1 hour they want to go back. Because cold wind is there, oh, let's go back. So, it is just like changing mood. Chanchala mana. Bad conduct in sense that when they deal this way, then the behavior and conduct not comes out good. Unattractive to women. That is very typical thing here. Generally in our Vedic literature, we never say unattractive to men. Because we have high respect and regard for the woman due to the mother quality. Because the motherness is inside the woman, the womb, the child. That is the creation, you know. So that's why they never offended. However, whatever, it doesn't matter because this is the mother quality. So that's why in that they, in Sanskrit, they have says unattractive to women, but not to men. Jealous by nature. Have fewer offsprings. Unfaithful in relationship. Do not believe in God. Stealing attitude. Dreaming, they, most of the time, they see the dreams, hills, trees, flying, like that, in the sky. So these are the mental properties and physical properties. I divide in two different sections. Now, sorry. Yes. What do you understand with that? Is anybody understand something with that? Less children. Fewer. Yeah. That's, we have mind property kapha, body property vata. Sometime our body property is kapha and mind property is like vata. There is a variation. That's why we are keeping divided. Generally, this type of the division is not available in any Ayurvedic book which is popular in the Western world. They just put everything in same table. But I keep, according to Sanskrit, this separation. That will help understanding to the kodoshas, yes. Which? Stealing attitude. There is a two type of stealingness. One is the stealingness that you are reading some book or you find out something nice and it's, oh, this is wonderful. You take out the phrase and make your wordings and you put in the publishing and say, this I create that. Or that lecture, the science of self-healing I started first in 1992. The book was written on the science of self-healing first by Dr. Vasant Lad. But when I read this book, it does not make any sense that what is the means of size of self-healing. So I really research on that and work on that. And when I went in USA, I started first course in 1996. And then I was teaching in a school. So then the school started to teach the science of self-healing from their name. You know, this is the pattern. When you teach anywhere, people learn it and then the next Next day they start to give their seminars. This is called stealing attitude because they have not practiced it them on self. First, they have to practice 6 months on yourself, be an example, and then if you want to teach others, first you need to go in advance and then you teach the previous lecture. Without understanding the advance, if you just what you learn, you just teach, it's not perfection because the person is going to ask again to you something. Then you will be not able to give the answer and this is not the proper Guru Shishya Parampara or the teaching etiquettes. The teaching etiquettes is that you have something higher than your student, so you can keep feed him back. If you are not able to feed him back, well, that's all. So this is not yours then. So that is one kind of stealingness. Another kind of stealingness that you have plenty things and still you want to hold it and don't want to give. Somebody say, do you have this thing? No, I do not have. You are stealing your own things from your own awareness. You are stealing your own things from your own awareness, saying no. That is called heavy, sticky kapha. Like a mucus which is sticky, you know. Like, this is very similar. Take in another sense. Yes. Hold it, yeah. Yeah, whatever. Just in a more gross quality of the mucus of kapha. When you split out mucus, the fresh mucus which you split, the healthy mucus, it's very easily slippery and goes out sometimes. But when it is have some contamination, then it is very sticky and fixed with the floor. You try to put the water will slip out, but the mucus will remain there. You can pour the whole bucket of water and at the end you will see the same point the mucus is there, the water is gone away. So that is a kind of nature from gross to subtle emotion affected. You know, when I am talking about this mental nature, this is also, I am talking about your brain tissues. The body constitution. In the body constitution, we have physical body constitution as behavior of all body organs below the brain. And the brain constitution, sometimes our body is kapha, but brain tissues are working vata. Then, our mind nature, the mental property, which I have right here, that represent the quality of your brain tissues as well as which relate to your subtle mind. Make sense? So it's a bridge in between that. Otherwise the mind have three qualities. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. I think we can talk about the treatment and cure later. First we... Yeah. So, this is the, I have explained about the vata property. I will read the pitta property. Body properties, beautiful skin, handsome looking, soft skin, muscles, organs and joints, skin easily wrinkled. In the pitta physical quality. Yeah, very soft body. Mouth, face, tongue, eyes, hands, legs, usually brown and bronze in color. Small eyes, gray in color. Small eyelids, few eyelashes. Brown hair. No, the white part of the eyes looks slightly bronze, slightly yellowish side or slightly brown side. Due to high pitta, you know. That when you are angry, you can see your eyes are red. Some people really red. Some people are just okay. Small eyelids, few eyelashes, brown hair. Hair turns gray very young. Tendency towards blindness. Yeah. The hair goes out. Baldness. You are bald. Yes. Sweating lot. Bad smell from the sweating like rotten egg smell. Body hotter than normal. Always hungry and thirsty. Weak tolerance against heat. Likes cool things and cool atmosphere. Face oily with pimples. That is also shows the Pitta high or the Pitta constitution. Mental properties of the Pitta constitution: sharp in nature, angry in nature, straightforward speaking. They speak very true. Whatever they have to speak, they just say it out. They don't worry what you feel about it. Quickly angry and quickly pacified. They very quickly are angry and then quickly pacified. Delicate in nature. Decorative in nature, especially in relation to body. They would like to be make themselves very decorative. When they go out from the house, they make all the hair should be sitting properly and clothes are proper lining. And if the little bit things happen, they just off and then they go back and then they change themselves again. Decorative in nature, especially in relation to body. Courageous and warrior type. Intelligent, learned, sharp in knowledge. Grasping power good. Sharp in memory and intelligence. Beautiful complexion and charming face. Fearless. Good speaker and debater. Good hospitality. Provides consolation and help to dependents. This is very good quality of the Pitta constitution and Pitta. That if somebody come, oh, I lost my passport and visa, what should I do? They say, oh, please go out from my room. Otherwise, police will catch me. One person can say that. But the Pitta person won't say that. He say, please, come, don't worry, I will take care of you. This is just legal formalities. You know, just good counseling, you know. It's giving very good support. People lost their wallet. They say, you do not have any money, please go out. I can't, I do not also. So there's opposite actions, you know. They don't worry. Whether they have something or not, but they don't worry. This we call taking care very nicely. Keeps obligation grateful to benefactors. If somebody does anything little bit for them, they would like to do 10 times more than them. Like you go somewhere and you have picked up them for, you know, you picked up them from airport and dropped them somewhere where they did. And whenever they have opportunity to serve you, they will do more and more for you when they get information. It's like to return back. Keeps obligations grateful to benefactors, good conduct and character, sometimes jealous in nature, dreams in self-immolation, lightning, fire, sun, gold, stars, etc. Means make fire. They are working in fire brigade whole night. It looks like that they work in the fire brigade company whole night, you know, when you are in dreaming. Like fire take place and they are cleaning, or they feel in the sun too much hot, or they are working in the gold and coins, counting a whole night, or something like that. Or golden jewelry or something like that. So this is called the Pitta nature qualities. Now Kapha constitution, body properties, good looking, well-built body, you know, very nicely, solid. Well-proportionate bodily organs. The body organs are in well proportion, not like tummy is going out and legs are very skinny. It's not like that. They have well-proportionate body. Arms are long and round, goes close by the knee, without bending. Organs, arms and legs are solid and strong chest, complex and pure, simple golden lotus, high forehead, not bold. Like this should be. Not like boldness, but this is quite big when you put it. A smiling face, happy eyes, eyes are big. Eye corners looks cheerful. Eyelids is black. Hairs are black and shining. walking is slow, stable and perfect, looks like elephant walking. They walk very slow and deep and, you know, very grounded. Voice is clear, deep and loud. A strong fighter has many offsprings, good immune system. Because kapha is a immunity, immunoglobulin of the body. Mental properties of the kapha, mood of goodness, peaceful in nature, truthful, righteous and religious soul, good memory, stable in nature, properly respect others, keep obligations grateful to benefactors, slow means their actions, their thinkings, their all the activities are slow. Not as I give the example of the partners. Tolerant of all type of affliction, including sorrow and grief. They tolerate if some sorrow, somebody die, they have tolerance. If somebody happiness, they still have not jumping out, you know. They have tolerance capacity for both place similar. Charming, simple and peaceful, long living, rich and magnanimous. This is slightly challenging. Rich and magnanimous means to understand. For example, like one person who have his property, his wealth, like $2 billion, and when you go, please give some donation for Food for Life, and he give you $10 or $1,100 or something like $100. And when you went to somebody else, and he have just $10 total property, or total value of the money, and he give you $5, yes. More than he has, yeah. I mean, half or more, like you have 2 banana, I have full house full of banana, and when you come to my door, I just give 1 banana to you, or those person who have 2 banana, he also give 1 banana. So who is rich? That's called richness. Maintains friendships or enmity. If they maintain, friendship long time. If they maintain enmity, then they are very good enmity for long time. Offers respect to others, works properly, speaks definitively, tolerance of all bodily demands, dream properly. Definitive. Tolerance of bodily demands, dreaming in relationship with water, swimming pool, working, something like that, or sailing, good knowledge. Dreams of cricket. Where is your location in cricket? Which player? You are behind the wicket or in front of wicket? You playing or watching? Better you play one day cricket and finish the dream. better you play the cricket one day and finish the dream. Okay. This is the general outline about the Vata Pitta Kapha constitution, as well as the people, those who have Vata property and Kapha property, Pitta property, more or less according to that. Now, I think you know very well, you understand that what are the differences in the mood of nature and the physical. There is one another to understand these three different nature like that. We all people are sitting here and we decide to go somewhere. We say, okay, we have 7 o'clock party at Dhanvantari Dham. So some of them people, what action will take place? In all of us people, there is a 3 action take place. You know, some of them people just watch their watches. Oh, this is 6:30 and we have to reach 7 o'clock. It's just half an hour left. So they just jump out in the, they pick up the bag and jump out to run and just take a taxi and going towards that or whatever vehicle they have. The second people will think where we have to go, what's are the guideline, what is the short road, how much time it will take, where is the map, you know. They ask all these inquiries and then they load themselves in the car. There is another type of the group of the person who just follow the second person. He don't worry where to go, how to go, what to go. Either he just sit in the first person car or in the second person's car. He even don't bother to carry his own car. Or if he is carry, he just follow anyone. Now they all three peoples are on the road, and then in the first car there is two type of the people. One who just jump in that, and one was the third person who just following the first person. So the first person asked to the third one, do you know where we have to go? He said, I don't know, I'm just following you, because he is a third person. So he said, I don't know either. So then let's ring to our friends on mobile. Then he ringed on the mobile, but he got the first person. You know, still someone he ring, he got, do you know where to, I don't know, I'm also looking for the road actually, where we have to go. Then he said, look, ask for the someone. Then he got the third person. He said, well, I'm just following the second person. Then might be every information is second person is holding. So somehow and rather they get the telephone and mobile number of the second person. And he said, yes, I know where to go, this is the direction, this. And then he said, where you are? Oh, I'm on this highway. Well, you are on wrong location. You have to come on this highway, that is only the way. So they say, oh, we are on wrong way. They put stress out and pushing the car and turning back. And somehow and rather they speeding their car and going one line to another line, you know, changing their lines or backward, forward. They all are on the same road. And then say, hey, we still make up. So when they are going close by the destination, all of a sudden they find out that there is a traffic jam. Some accident take place. So what are the action take place at that time when they stop the cars? The first person comes out from the car running towards the spot where the accident take place. And the second person is saying, look, there's a traffic jam. It's very difficult to reach 7:30. And he is trying to see which is the next road goes from here. What's the next exit? So he stops and he's trying to use his brain. And the third person, by the time he is just behind the second person, he push back, turn off the car, turn on the stereo and just relax and sleep. So the first person come back and he said to the second person, look, there's a big accident, 4 people died, there's no way, 4 hours will take, we have to go some another way. Without thinking by which way he can go, he start to move his car backward and forward. And the second person decided there's no any other way rather than this to reach at that time. And by the time third person sleep. So first person is going here and there, and then the traffic jam is clear, first person is gone, second is gone. Then policeman came to the third person. Hello, you should blocking the traffic now. He said, oh, what's the time now? Oh, it's 9 o'clock. He, without thinking what happened about the first and second person, he moved his car and going back. So these are the actions which is going to take place in a group of the people when you have to go on the same plan. That's why there is a different ideas, different views, and sometimes we can't be together. Although the destination is same, everybody have to go in the same place, but we have different way to go. So, can you give me idea? Yes. Kapha. So this is a general idea, you know, to understand the mood of nature, how we perceive the activities. When in a one family we are 4 or 5 nature people, and somebody does that, people have to not make it as an ego issue. We have to think like this is the Vedic relationship. This is the main theme, how to live 3 generations together. Generally in the Western world you do not have this idea how the 3 generations can live together. Hey, how the 2 men can live in one room? Not possible. But in Vedic general, you see, you go in outside on the platform, on the railway station, 1,000 people are sleeping close by there, nobody knows where they are sleeping and what's going on. In that means, when some people behave like that, we automatically understand that's our nature. This is not the person. That's his nature. What to do with that? You can't change the nature. So, we have to cooperate with the nature. Somebody have tendency to get quickly angry. Somebody have tendency to very slow. Somebody have tendency to be like a very brainwashed. Now all three brothers have to work together. So this is just possible on the basis of understanding that that's his nature. And nature is always healthy. It might sick for you, but don't take it that way. Don't receive it. It depends on you how you take it. Person might be doing which you don't like because your nature is different, her and his nature is different. But this is nature, and when you try to change the nature, then you are unnatural. And then there's a break. Then there's a broke. If you are a kafa, you have to do some service. Yes. Look. We have to understand that that's his nature. You try him 1,000 times, he still is going to sleep. So you have to calculate some work, vata person finish in 30 minutes. If you want to, that work should be finished by kapha person, you should give 2 hours for kapha person, rather than in 30 minutes. So 3/4 is for sleep and 1/4 is for work. Yes, please. Yeah, different services can be provided. I have one devotee, Bhakt Jain in New Zealand. He was new Bhakt, comes out through Ayurvedic classes. He joined Krishna movement. And he is very heavy kapha, you know, he is very slow. He used the depressive medicines and things. And every devotee have hard time to deal with him. And I always enjoy his association. We have 14 kids group who I was taking care of them in bus party for, you know, like book distribution program, preaching program, through like that in New Zealand with some group of the sannyasi. So, I have a Bhakt Jain with me always. He's a very fatty. And everybody gets frustrated out there with him. And I always enjoy his association. And then they all say, how you enjoy with him? I mean, that's only the person where you can enjoy. You say anything, he don't mind. You fun and jokes on him, he never mind. He always be very friendly with you. He never feel any sickness. He have a strong body. So I just use for him, if like for I have to make the chapatis, I say make the dough, and he is pushing his energy in the dough. That's alright. If I say roll the chapati, he is not able to roll the chapati. I have to choose the vata person to roll the chapatis. I need some more pitta person who intensively work on the fire to puff the chapatis. If you put the kapha person to puffing the chapati will burn. And that's always happened. They put Bhakt Jain to bake the chapatis and he always burned. You have to use the person properly. And if you understand this nature, you really have a very good rhythm. That's such a beauty of the Vaishnavism and the Vedic culture. If you understand, then no problem. And person feel great. Because he will also enjoy. Because you choose the work according to his nature, he like that. So, there are certain things which we have to put in a common sense. Tool-less mind. If you're working on the tool basis, it's not work. Sorry? We have to transcan, you mean transfer. Transcendent. We have to change our nature. You know, that is the problem. We want to process the nature. Sometimes you will see certain foods written naturally processed. Then what, if it is processed, then what the nature left? Like a frozen peas. This is very organic, natural, frozen. If it is already frozen, then what's the nature left? So, to change the nature, it's not your duty and morality. Because Krishna have made you like that. And you are not greater than Krishna. You have to be satisfied what you are. And that's the problem our mind is never be satisfied what we are. That's why we want all. Now, when we talk about the mental emotions, these are the emotions. That's not nature. Nature is never be violent. Nature is always be healthy and sattvic. I will talk about these points. We have 8 mental urges. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, ishwa, dvesha, raga, atiraga. That is called mental urges. And we have physical urges. That is vegan, nadhariyat, vata, veda, mutra, kapha, kshetra, tutta, khyadam, drambha, swastrama, swasa, asru, chardi, red, sam. There is a 13 physical body urges and there is a 8 mental urges. And in Ayurveda, vegan, nadhariyat. That is for physical urges. And dhariyat, vegan, dhiman. You have to always suppress your mental urges. And now when you have to suppress your mental urges? If your mental urges converted as physical urges and then you are suppressing, it is too late. Before your mental urges lead your brain, you have to control on that level. That is called sattvic. That is called sattvicness. But people won't do that way. People, they get angry and then they try to hold the to stop the angerness. No. It's not that way. I was going with one boat in New Zealand. We are going from one island to another island, and you have to take a little ferry, you know, this is 40 people can sit in that. So, 2 or 3 people are carrying me for giving lecture there. On that day, the weather was very bad. So, you know, it's going like that. So, the most of the people, those who are holding like that, giving it like that, and I can see their face, and my friend is saying, sorry, this weather is too strange today, and I haven't seen in my life. Last 40 years, I'm traveling on this one, she was 60. I'm traveling from this both island, but never seen this weather. So what do you mean? You want to scare me? I'm on the first person to die here. Well, no, are you not feeling scaring? I mean, if my death is sure here, why should I scare? If death is sure here, I will be not able to stop it. What can I do in this boat? I can't do anything. So then she said, you're not feeling fear, man, not at all. It's just jumping. So, well, why you are holding? I'm holding that when he is jumping, so I will not hit my head with the... I have to protect my head, how long I can protect. Protection is different thing. Protection is not scaring. If I'm going for the doctor to have a cancer, it's not I'm scared with the cancer. I have to do duty for my body to protect it. That is Kshatriya Dharma. Krishna have protected the Arjuna all of the time. First he protect Arjuna. Because without Arjuna his battle is finished. Without this body, your devotional battle is finished. You need to protect it. So this is not scary. Scaring is a different thing. That you are sitting in the safe house, still you are scaring and crumbling. So scaring is an emotion. Fear is an emotion which we have to control before it lead our body. So that's slightly different, which point you have mentioned. But that's we have to control. But on physical nature, we need to keep balanced sattvic energies. Kapha. What is... Sorry. It is coming here and in another list. The first page, the M, the human constitution. I do not need to explain it because these verdicts are very easy and easily understandable. Yes, please, Prabhuji. Yes. No. Definitely, somewhere it is going to associate with your sattvic, rajas and tamas, the subtle quality of mind. Somewhere they are definitely cooperating with this nature, you know. The creator, maintainer and destroyer. The role of these three phenomena in gross level and subtle level. These are two different things. when you are seeing passion, goodness and ignorance on subtle level and gross level. When you work on gross level, then it is known as Vata Pitta Kapha. When you work in the subtle level, then it is known as Sattvic, Rajas and Tamas. But there is a link, indirect link, not directly. That's why we not allowed to eat onion, garlic, chili and hot spice. You know, onion, garlic we not eat. But devotee eat the chili. Then it means not that, is it not right? Onion and garlic is tamasic and rajasic, but the chili have also the same quality. So in moderation you have to use the chili. But onion and garlic is really worse. But if you have to use the chili, very moderately. One devotee, he was from one group, and he chose another group, and then he is coming there and cooking some prasad. And I was also with that, and he cooked the food. He's very good brahmachari. And he put lots of chili in the prasad on that day, unusual, and we was taking all prasadam. I say, who cooked today? He say, oh, we have new nice devotee cook. I mean, many recipes. Man, how you put that much chili? Oh, Krishna loved today chili. This is our sweet prem towards Krishna. I slightly shrugged my head. Well, who is the loving the Krishna? Man, look, Krishna tongue is burned today. He comes for consultation. I said, how it possible? I mean, yes, it possible. If Krishna can love the chili, then his tongue can also burn. He can come for consultation. If Krishna comes in your dream, please put lots of chili for me when you was cooking. He comes in my dream also for consultation. Please give me some medicine. Then he have to think about it, something. He don't know that I belongs to Vrindavan. That was a little difficult thing. He's thinking I'm some New Zealander. Born here, some karmi, new bhakta, wearing pant and shirt. You have dhoti. Anyway, then he does not have answer. But look, who told you to put the chili in this recipe too much? This is burning my tongue, this is burning my Krishna tongue. This Krishna does not have tongue. He is a personal Brahma. He is not impersonal. Why you are not thinking that way? He said, this is Raganuga Prema. He's a great acharya. I say, well, it's a raga anuga prema, but it means not that you burn your tongue, you brahmachari, you're not allowed to eat the chili. Which kind of raga anuga? Do you not have any rag with your body? So he think about me. Look, I'm not criticizing you, but putting too much chili is definitely not good for brahmachari. And for Vaishnava, for anger. It gives too much anger and passion. So, I explain few things, but then the few things comes out, and then few things comes out. Then they discuss, oh, he not belongs to our group, he belongs to different group. And anyway, that's not the matter. But sometimes people goes like that. When they cook the prasad, how you cook the prasad? For your taste and flavor? Or for Krishna taste and flavor. Today my Krishna like to eat pizza. So I make pizza. Or Krishna like or you like. Or Krishna speak through you. Atma Paramatma. But if you consciously receive the prasad, if you consciously cook the prasad, that will make more deep relation with Krishna. If you have, oh, I am a cook and you know, this service has been sent to me, you're chopping cabbage, and you're chopping, and you see, you have never seen, there's a bug inside the eggplant and you have chopped them and make the food for life, 1,000 people food. You know, how much passionately you're cooking, your face is red, body is sweating, you're jumping, throwing and sometimes we have to cook for 100 people, not for 2 people. So, we have to be consciously do whatever we are doing. That is go higher than your rajas, tamas and sattvas. That will be sattvic quality goes on the consciousness when we watch these things. Sometimes we are so aggressive to following our sadhana that we ignorant about so many factors. That is only the point to balance in between two. This is very true. To cut down the ignorance, you need some passion. To cut down the tamas, you need some rajas. Without the help of rajas, your laziness cannot be finished. It is true. People have, due to the laziness, lost the practice of Vaishnavism and spirituality in Vrindavan or in other place. They are taking tobaccos and ganjas and sleeping for 8 o'clock in the morning time. I know, that's true. Because these have been very lazy. So it needs some passion. But after having this passion, it needs to be learned some balance. So that can keep the healthy status of the physical body, which can do, you can enjoy the service. Because at the end of the life, when the body goes very deteriorate, you will be 19 and 80. You do not have same strength as you are working this point. Then your hand is not able to move towards your mouth. How it is possible that you will reach to the deity close and offer the prasad? And, you know? So, then you have to be keep balance. So you will bring this energy up to the end of your life. You know how you take your care of your car. You have a new brand car. You drive it and drive it very fast. You might broke in two hours. Or 2 days or 2 years, you will destroy it. But if you take care and have proper speed, proper rhythm, proper accelerator, proper clutch, proper oiling, proper petroling, proper servicing, then it might go longer. Is that right? Same way, body is just like a car. Mind is just like a petrol. And your consciousness is like a driver. And you need a balance in between three things. Anyway, come back on the seat of M, the human constitution. That's the point. You might have present all 3 points present in you. You have to read and you have to choose. For example, like frame, thin, medium and thick, you might feel I'm all of three, or you might feel I'm two or one. Like weight, or for example, appetite, irregular, scanty, good, excessive, slow but steady. No, for everyone, you feel like medium and like weight, light, medium and heavy. That shows that you overweight, or you weight according to your height, or you are lesser than your height. That means. So you choose your points. You might find all three positive. You might have two positive. You might have one positive. If you find three positive, you put three tick. If you find two, you put two tick. If you one, you put one tick. No problem. Because at this stage, nobody is in a total healthy status. Nobody is in total balance vata, pitta, kapha. So there is a definitely abnormality. That's why might be you jumping in one or two. So you have to take the points here and calculate at the bottom. And then you have to choose the points in vata body property and mind property separately. Pitta body property and mind property separately. Kapha body property and mind property separately. And then you have to calculate separately. And then I will go by everyone to ask how many points you have in vata, pitta, kapha, how many points you have and you have. Then I will look overview with that how many points you going over or less or medium. And then we say, we will make some, that how much balance and imbalances you are and what you need to practice to make the balance of the imbalances, or what healthy practices you need to do, so you will automatically balance yourself. So this is your work of your exercise. If you would like to do here, you can do here. If you like to do at your room peacefully, you can do it at your room peacefully, and we can discuss tomorrow about these details. If you have any question regarding this or any comments, we will discuss. Tomorrow Wednesday and Thursday we have off, so you have plenty time. You might try to work two different morning. After evacuation of your bowel movement, when you pass the stool, when you relax, then you try to make these readings and make honestly your decision. Because when you are making tick on rush, that is vata decision. Sometimes you make pitta decision. Sometimes you make very slow and sleepy in the night time. Oh, I'm not like that anymore. Good. I have to do this formality. So, yes. this page and other four pages also need to do separately. Mind property, body property in vata, mind property, body property in kapha, mind property and body property in pitta. Yes. You look your eyes in the mirror. If you find some information, please put. If you don't find, leave it. Your toilet? Yeah. We have also toilet examination. But when you're sick, then you say, the kapha person, if kapha person pass the stool in the water, it will dip and float in between the water. Like water is this level, then the stool is in the center. Pitta person is just on the top layer but is still dipping. And vata person is just half up from the water and very light and floating nicely. It's just like your body. It's just like your body. The kapha person body is very heavy. It quickly goes in the water. Pitta person on face and then vata person can easily float. You can see most of the swimmer, you know those who are swimming, they are skinny. Yes. Yes, Prabhuji, sorry, I missed your... Yeah. Yes. No. You have to put the current status of yourself. Certain things which is not natural and you have passed on by family, you mean? By hereditary? Yes. Yes. Yes, certain points you might find in Pitta. Yeah. You look at this point, we are working here on this analysis with the current status, number one. Number two, when you bring these points and spoke, I will ask with them individually and goes through with my perception of Ayurvedic point of view, and then I will analyze how many abnormal point and how many normal point. This is one my calculation, and then it will make a 60% decision. But we have to follow this calculation. You are making whatever life you are living according to your style, according to your own manual. After that, through this seminar, we are presenting a manual how you have to operate your daily routine and things. And then you have to live it for 6 months. After that, you analyze it again. And then you have to make the differences. What is that? So, if we try to just change the points at this point, we might go up and down. But we have to practice healthy practice first to get a healthy status. It is also possible, excuse me Prabhuji, Nanda Gopa, he is sick. Can you pass on just one bottle for him? I left here. So, we have to go, at this point we are in different stages. But we need to practice healthy manual. We will not work to balance something. That's why I am saying to you, just from the beginning of my class, I am not working on the same pattern as the people have worked in normal way in the Western world, Vata body type, Pitta body type, Kapha body type, anti-Vata diet, anti-Pitta diet, anti-Kapha diet, and they tried. Last 15 years they are trying, but it's not working 100%. Because they don't know what's the exact manual for my life and what I have to do. Because everybody have vata, pita and kapha. And everybody have to understand to follow a adject manual which might is similar. If you are a vata person, you naturally like to do certain things here and there. If you are pitta person, you are like here and there. If you are kapha person, you like here and there. But at least you know the middle road, which is a manual road, that this is the right road. And now if you go here and little bit, but if you know the right road, then you can come back on the right road. Otherwise, you will make your own roads. No, this point I am trying, what is your current status of the doshas? And as I am saying you, after my observation on your reading, I will be able to give you a 60% outline that is close to your natural constitution. But to get it 100%, we need to work 40% on manual. When we practice a proper manual, then the imbalances will be automatically balanced. You do not need to do something to balance something. When you follow the natural process, it will automatically balance. Like for example, as I says, you should chew food well. Now, how many people practice? Might be 20% or 30% of from you, those whose nature is like that to chew the food well, but not all of them. But when I am giving this principle for all of you, then you need to practice it, all of you. This is a right manual. Now, if I say 32 times is a right manual, somebody might go 40 times, somebody might go 25 times. But you are coming close to your middle line. You are trying to bring yourself middle line, and then this will be a healthy point. How you feel with that. And then if you are close by here and there, you no problem. There will be always be three tracks. Any other question, please? On Thursday, we are going at 10:30 to visit Dhanvantari Dham. Those who are interested, they can be meet at front of MBT. Our program is confirmed. Just leave then. Just leave them. I'm saying that this analysis will go for 6 months. It's not possible in a day to make a decision about the nature and to make something. Because this is a life issue. Whatever currently you feel and whatever you are generally are, both ways, you do your maximum marking within you honestly. Yes. Yeah. You might change some point, you might remain same point. But the points are a institutional answer, but how you feel in your energy and your living basis, that will be a practical answer. For example, you feel constipated. After following 6 month program, if your constipation is gone, you are right. Yes. Can you speak loudly? Dosha dhatu mala moolam hi shariram. Dosha dhatu mala moolam hi shariram. So doshas, dhatus and malas. In the root of sharir, shariram means body. In the root of the body, is dosha is first, dhatu is second and malas is third. So in your base of the body, in the root of the body, you have these all three things. So if doshas are always out of balance, then how it can be root? Root should not be out of balance. Root must be balanced. But dushayanti iti dosha. Those who have tendency to quickly get out of balance,
That is dosha. You understand? They have natural quality in your body. If any imbalance goes in your body, your doshas will give very immediate sign and symptoms to tell you that now you are doing something wrong. So this is like a computer desk which tell you ping, 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 you are not doing right. But this is the part of the system. So we need to make a healthy status of the doshas so it can work like a dhatu. When the doshas are working in balance, then it is functioning like a dhatu, like a body tissue. Because these doshas flow in the whole of dhatu. We are going to explain everything here. Because without understanding this whole body, you will not understand. I am going very practical approaches. First I explain five elements in the nature and what is their, how they manufacture, how they combine together. Then I relate these five elements in the Vata Sikha, the three energies, which you generally understand. Then I related these five elements with the six tastes by which you eat food and made your body. And then I relate this five element relation with the body, six tastes with the Vata Pitta Kapha, how it's balanced and imbalanced. You know, more and high, you know. Sweet, sour, salt increase Kapha, or better than decrease Kapha. Because these doshas have tendency to quickly go out of balance, that's why you need to know which taste will work on that. So this is one channel. Now, we need to know what is the definition of health? For whom we can say healthy? You want to go somewhere, but you don't know where you want to go. What is the destination? If you are sick with the cough, and you say, I just want to reduce my cough, and I will be healthy. Is that the definition of health? We need to know what is the healthy definition according to manual. What is the standard for our health? What we want to make ourselves? So we know that this is health. Like, temper. Temper have a program. The temper have a mood. The temper have a deity. And temper have the power and the deity, the dress. That is called temper. You can't say everything temper. So there is a fixed pattern for everything, the quality. So we will explain the definition of health according to Ayurveda. Samadosha, Samadhanishcha, Samadhatu, Malakriya, Prasanna, Atma, Indriya, Mana, Swasthya, Sikhya, Abhidhya. I will explain this definition and then our program will start that we want to achieve this goal. And to achieve this goal, we have to prepare this manual according to it. That's all the self-inversion. I didn't give this definition in the painting. On first day, I can give this definition on my first lecture. Oh, this is healthy and that's not good yet. But before that, because there is some analysis is needed. So, I work on that. Here is a set manual for